This is KUT. It's light on details, but so far the Trump administration has proposed one big change to how we pay for healthcare in this country. President Trump wants to turn the federal Medicaid program into a block grant system. This basically means states would get a fixed amount of money from the feds to run the program themselves. KUT's Ashley Lopez reports the idea has been popular among conservatives in Texas, but there are a lot of reasons it's never happened.
You don't have to go too far back to find a Texas Republican espousing the virtues of a block grant program. Here's a guy you'll probably recognize.
Texans can run Texas. We're willing to help balance the budget, but we want the freedoms to run our Medicaid program.
Yep, that's then-Texas Governor George W. Bush. Back in 1995, he visited congressional leaders during the government shutdown and tried to convince them to turn the keys to the Medicaid program over to him and other governors. But it didn't happen. In fact, even when Bush became president, he couldn't make it happen then either. Dr. Dean Waldman with the Texas Public Policy Foundation, a conservative think tank here in Austin, says it's too bad because this is what he says Medicaid was always supposed to be like.
The program was intended, 1965 wording of the Medicaid law, Medicaid programs will be, and I quote, jointly funded, state administered.
Every program that Congress creates evolves constantly and has changed constantly.
That's Ann Dunkelberg with the Left-Leaning Center for Public Policy Priorities. She says the program has changed a lot since the 1960s. It used to only serve a small group of mostly disabled people and widows and orphans, but it's changed.
There's obviously a big philosophical divide as to whether or not it's acceptable for the United States to have some states where people can rely on a safety net of accessible, affordable health care, and other states where that doesn't have to be the case.
And that argument that the safety net shouldn't be vastly different depending where you live has somewhat won out for the past couple of decades. It's why states have to follow rules like eligibility requirements, benefit standards, and why they have to reimburse health care providers at a certain rate. But Dr. Waldman says all these rules have gotten out of hand. They've made the program unnecessarily expensive. He says if the rules don't change too, a block grant program won't improve things much.
If we don't have that flexibility, that control of the cost drivers, but we only have the money, then it really won't work.
But healthcare advocates say getting rid of standards could allow states like Texas to further cut its program. Texas already has some of the lowest reimbursement rates for providers, and it's already really hard to get on Medicaid in Texas if you aren't a child or a pregnant woman. Ann Dunkelberg says there are a lot of unknowns, but she hasn't heard anything from proponents of this plan that suggests they want to do anything other than just cut costs. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.